creation.
Curiosity.
The next idea.
We weren't setting out to do these huge things. We were just starting with solving a problem we hoped a few other people had.
The next idea is devoted to discovering the ideas and the innovations that will change our state. And such an idea is working right now in West Michigan, Start Garden. It's a $15 million seed fund based in Grand Rapids. Every week, they choose an idea for investment. The idea is to build a good ecosystem to support startups in West Michigan. Rick DeVos is founder and CEO of Start Garden. Welcome back to Stateside, Rick.
Thanks for having me.
You and I have talked on this program about Start Garden before, but give us a refresher. Every week you invest $5,000 in an idea. How does this work exactly?
Yeah, so we're a seed fund. We invest in the early stages of businesses, including those that are kind of at a back of the napkin sketch stage. And we've been doing that for over 2 years now. We make a weekly $5,000 investment, and the entrepreneur that receives that investment signs a contract with us that says that they'll come back in 60 to 90 days and give a public accounting and update about what they've done. And then we have the right to invest further in that business if they're raising further investment. So it's a very, very clean and simple contract, but it allows us to get exposure to a lot of entrepreneurs and then to convert their work into learning for the entire community. As we have these public update nights, we get to make our sort of investment philosophy and thoughts public. And the entrepreneurs get to share what they've done, and it creates a lot of energy and a lot of knowledge.
I'm wondering who's eligible to participate and who picks the weekly winner?
So anybody's eligible. We've made investments in entrepreneurs from really all over the country at this point. Our geographic bias is Michigan in general and West Michigan in particular, but we've definitely invested in folks from the east side of the state, from northern Michigan, et cetera. And it's the Start Garden team. I have a whole great team that I work with here, and they help make the selection with me.
Now, one investment a week is a pretty decent pace to maintain. Do you ever run out of ideas to choose from?
Yeah. So it's all through the website. People submit their ideas on the website and fill out a basic sort of questionnaire about who they are and what the idea is, and that's what we go from. And some weeks are tough. There aren't really ideas that we're particularly excited about. But we just kind of keep the train moving and keep the flow going in the interest of having this ongoing engagement with and discussion about startups. And you know, it's filled a really great role over this first 2.5 years of Start Garden to really prime the pump and show us a lot of entrepreneurs. I guess one way to put it is that entrepreneurs, there's a big difference between an entrepreneur that can make an interesting and compelling pitch and an entrepreneur that can actually make things happen. And the only way to realize the difference is to see them in action. So we help to set entrepreneurs in action and then see what they do.
So I'm wondering, how has it grown since you started Start Garden a little more than 2 years ago?
So we've learned a lot. We've learned that we actually started out with making two $5,000 investments a week, and that was not particularly necessary. We've throttled that back to one investment a week. I think that we're still playing with the idea of how much capital is really necessary at that earliest stage. Is $5,000 even too much? Is 60 to 90 days too long? Could we learn more by giving people less money and less time, but then kind of see what they do with it? The whole process is a big learning experience. So. It's hard for me to quantify just in one conversation the thousands and thousands of things that we learned from working with entrepreneurs, looking at opportunities, thinking about markets, and trying to put together investments and deals.
In your essay for the next idea, Rick, you argue that as Michigan's economy diversifies and new businesses and new ideas emerge, like the ones that are emerging from Start Garden, our investment culture needs to change along with it. What's the investment culture currently like right now in your view?
Well, I think it is. It is changing. It has changed since we began Start Garden, and I don't mean to be overly critical of the work that has come before, but I think when you look at the national scene and you look at really successful entrepreneurial ecosystems like historically Boston and then Silicon Valley and New York City has really come on strong. And then you look at these other kind of second and third tier markets like Austin and places like that. You see that you have an investment culture that is much more fluid and dynamic at that earliest stage. There is less of an emphasis on writing business plans, which are actually pieces of fiction we've never seen a business plan that has survived contact with reality and with the market and with customers. So I think that overall our approach in the Midwest and particularly Michigan has been an overemphasis on plans and plans that are created at the outset and then, you know, futile attempts to adhere to them. You need an iterative approach. You need plans, but you need plans for the plans to change, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, in your essay, you make a really interesting case that we need to look at our culture of charitable giving for ways to rethink the way we invest in startup businesses. So essentially, Rick, you're saying that the mentality and the way that we approach donating to a charity is the one that we kind of need to bring to startup investment?
Yes, that really is kind of my general thought or theory is if you're allocating for it, if you're setting aside and budgeting for it and you're not evaluating it like you would traditional business investment and you're evaluating it on a more abstract level of trying to accomplish more broad goals, then that will help to build a better investment culture at the earliest stage. Because, you know, there's really two sort of classes of businesses. An operating business is a very, very different creature from a startup business. A startup business has a lot of ambiguity around it. Just like a lot of charities, the problems and opportunities they're looking to go after they're quite ambiguous as well. So startups, I think, are similar in that way, in that they are dealing with a landscape that's changing very rapidly, and there's a lot of unknown, and you just need to be willing to support sort of the mission of that as they work to find their business model. And then once they find their business model, then it turns into what we think of as business today. There's plans and forecasts, and you know you know who your customers are, you know what your product is, and you can start to engineer around it and how to improve it. But that transition is a tricky one, and you need investors that are willing to support the mission of the charity. You need investors that are interested in supporting the mission of the startup. I think that you look at the history of the auto industry. That was not planned or forecast. That was very much a product of a primordial soup of crazy entrepreneurs trying a whole bunch of insane things, fueled by the investment of mining and lumber folks that looked at these things as funny little side projects. And eventually, you know, a world-changing industry came out of it. But the earliest days were not business plans. They were not annual budgets and all the other things that we think of in terms of how business operates.
Rick DeVos is founder and CEO of Start Garden, a $15 million seed fund that works to build the startup ecosystem in Michigan and in West Michigan in particular. You can find his essay about changing Michigan's investment culture to support the state's changing economy at the Next Idea page. Just go to michiganradio.org. Rick, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having me.